Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We thank him. We are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. And yes, you have tuned in tonight to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We thank God for you being here. We thank God for every person that has tuned in. We give God glory and honor and praise for his presence always, and allowing us another opportunity to come together, to join in the study of his word. And tonight we have a special program, praise God. Every fourth Monday, we call it our sweet hour of prayer, because we recognize the power of prayer. We recognize that as God's word and prayers go forth, they don't return void, but God hears, he answers our prayers, and the prayers of the righteous, hallelujah, availeth much. And so tonight we're going to dedicate this full hour to prayer. We have ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ that are coming alongside and joining us as our prayer warriors tonight and lifting up prayers for our communities, for our families, for our nation, hallelujah, for each one of the provinces and states that they represent. We just give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Tonight we have as our prayer warriors on the line with us, Minister Gretchen Manley, Minister Hilton Britt II, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, and Mother Pat Gallo, hallelujah, that will be joining Pastor Jasper and I for this time of powerful corporate prayer. Before we get started, we always like to usher presence of the Lord with a song of praise. We're going to go ahead and do that. We also want to recognize our corporate fellowship church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Bishop Kevin Jones and founder Archbishop Ruth W. Smith. Also, too, I know that there are guests that are on the line, and if any of you are our first-time callers, men and women of the gospel as well, we want to say welcome to you, and we thank God for you taking the time out of your day to tune in, as we said, and join us in this time of corporate prayer. Before we come back to the program, we're going to usher in the presence of God with the song of praise that will confirm and affirm that there will be, hallelujah, glory after this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on.
Victory. There will be victory.
May God will turn it around.
God will turn it around.
praise God, there will be glory after no whatever situation or circumstance you may be dealing with. When you are a child of the Most High God, you can be assured that he is working, hallelujah, all things together for your good and for his glory, hallelujah, no matter what the circumstances may look like, because we don't walk by what we see, but we walk by our faith and our mighty, infallible, never failing God. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Praise God. We ask as we get ready to start the prayer program that everybody that's on the line will bow their head and join in unison as we pray the prayer that Jesus Christ taught the disciples to pray, the Lord's Prayer. So I'm going to ask at this time if you will bow your head as Pastor Jasper will lead us in the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah.
Praise God, hallelujah. We'll pray.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. I sent out to the ministers the order of prayer, but just as a reminder, I will begin with prayer, followed by Minister Gweston Manley, then Minister Hilton Britt, then Minister Lisa Strayhorn. I just received word from Prophetess Cecile Cutchins that she has an emergency that she will not be able to be on the line, so we're going to keep her lifted up in prayer.
Yes.
Mother, followed by Lisa Strayhorn. Following Lisa Strayhorn will be Mother Pat Gallo, and then Pastor Jasper will close us out in prayer. Praise God. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come to you tonight, Heavenly Father, lifting up our prayers, our petitions, Lord, our concerns to you, Father God. Your word tells us, Lord God, that all we have to do is cast our cares upon you, for you careth for us, Lord. So we bring our concerns. We bring them at your feet, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word tells us that as we cast our cares on you, Lord, that our burdens will be made easy and light, Lord God. And we give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that we know that you hear and that you answer our prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As it tells us in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, men ought always to pray, Father God. Oh, there's power in prayer, Lord God. And we give you all the praise, and we thank you, Lord God, for the weapon of our warfare, which is our prayers, Father God. That mighty arsenal, Lord God, that all we got to do is line our words up, Lord God, with your word, Father God, knowing your word never fails, Lord God, knowing your word is spoken because there's power, hallelujah, of life and death in the tongue, Lord God. Your word tells us, Lord God, that if we but have the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can speak to the mountain, and it's got to be removed, Lord God. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for the opportunity to speak your word, Lord God. We lift up every person and every family that's represented tonight, Lord God, on this line. You know what their needs are, Lord, individually and collectively, Father God. And your word tells us, Lord, that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth, Lord, shall be loosed in heaven. So right now, Lord God, we bind any sickness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were wounded for our transgressions. God. Heal from cancer, Lord. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Heal from diabetes, Lord. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Heal from kidney disease, Lord. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord God, from high blood pressure. We bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up to you, Heavenly Father, those that we know of that are dealing and battling with illnesses, Lord God. I lift up little baby Ophelia, Lord God, that's battling with cancer right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that you cover her, that you keep her, that you manifest your healing power throughout her physical body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I lift up my sister, Lord God, as well as Sister Sabrina, Lord, that's battling and dealing with cancer right now, Lord God. Bring healing to her body, Father God. Clear out and kill every cancer cell right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Deliver, Father God, as only you can, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We lift up Sister Judy, Lord God, that's dealing with tuberculosis, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father, we pray for her healing, Heavenly Father, diverticulosis. We pray for her healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up the sister, Lord, that's battling Alzheimer's right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And those that are dealing with mental health issues and dementia, Lord God, and other mental health issues, Lord, we pray, Lord God, for them. We thank you, Lord, and speak soundness of mind over them, Lord God. We know that there is nothing that is impossible for our God, Heavenly Father, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise, Lord. I lift up my sister and daughter, Tanya Smith, to you, Father God.
You,
I pray for her healing and pray for her family, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, for her financial need, Lord God. We know, Lord God, we have a Father that has a cattle on a thousand hills, Lord God. And there is nothing, Heavenly Father, that is impossible for you, Lord. So we lift up her needs to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up the newborn son of Sister Gabrielle Sharp, Lord God, who was born a few days ago weighing only 13 ounces.
My God. Yes, Father.
Heavenly Father, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that you are a God that is a God of restoration, Lord God. Take this little baby, Lord God, and bring healing to his physical body. Continue, Lord God, to allow him to be able to grow strong before
Father.
You, Father God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
We give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you just extend his life, Lord God. Allow him to have long life upon the face of this earth, Lord God. Allow him, Lord God, to be able to leave the hospital, Lord God, and continue to thrive, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we know there is absolutely, Lord, nothing that is impossible for you, Lord God.
Father.
Oh, yes, Lord, we lift up, Father, those people that are in Miami, Florida right now, Lord, that's dealing with the collapse of that 12-story building, Father God, Lord God. For those that have lost lives, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you heal the family's hearts, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they will find others that are still alive, Father God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that they will be able to find the origin of what caused the issue, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And if there is any that need to be brought to justice, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that justice be done, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Right now, we bind the spirit, Lord God, of murder, Lord God,
yes.
that is facing and over so many cities, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind the spirit, Lord God, of domestic violence, child abuse, Lord God. We bind all the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus and his wicked devices. But, Lord God, you've already told us that Satan is a defeated foe, Lord God. And so we stand on your word, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that there is nothing, Father, that you can't do, that there is nothing that is impossible for you, Lord God. And as we all come together, Father, in prayer, in corporate prayer tonight, Lord God, we come humbly before you, asking, Lord, that you hear our prayers, Lord God. We thank you for answering our prayers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you said that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. We thank you, Lord God, that you told us that all we got to do, Lord God, is repent of our wicked ways, Lord God. Humble ourselves before you, Lord God, in prayer. And that, Lord God, you would bring a healing to our land, Father God. So we thank you, Father, in advance
for this
time, for this opportunity, for prayer and coming to you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, I'm going to turn the mic over to my BFF from high school and none other than minister and my fellow queen and woman of God, Minister Gretchen Manley, praise God. If you will, go ahead and press 1, Minister Gretchen, on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio for your time of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Father. One second.
I'm still marinating it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Good evening,
Amen.
Children of the Most High. God bless
Amen.
You. My scripture comes tonight, giving honor to God and the pastors and on board here. God bless you. God keep you all. I'm coming from 1 Timothy 2:2, where Paul is encouraging Timothy. Where he says, first of all, then I urge you that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high places and high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, a godly life, a dignified way in every way when we pray for our leaders. Praise God Almighty. Even if you have a disagreement with the leader, you need to pray for him. Even if you got a disagreement with who's in the house, you need to pray for them. If you're disagreement with who's in God's house, you need to pray for our leaders. For the Bible tells us if we pray for our leaders who are in high positions, that will make a peaceful, quiet, godly life for us that is dignified. And I don't know about you, but I would love some peace and some quiet and some dignified life in every way of my life. So I'm going to go in prayer with this scripture in mind, that we would all touch and agree that our leaders, no matter where they are, no matter what position you are in, that we lift them up in prayer, our pastors, our presidents, those who are in official and local offices, those who are in state offices, those who are in national offices, those who are heads of churches, those who are heads of homes, those who are heads of institutions where they are running things. Let's lead and begin to pray for them. Father God, I praise your holy, righteous name. I thank you, Lord, for all you've done on our behalf. I give glory to the Lamb of God, Father. We pray tonight for our country and for all areas of authority, Lord God, for our local government, our state government, our national leaders. Lord God, we ask that you give them wisdom in all matters that are pertaining to leading the people of God, Father. Give our president discernment and divine energy to do the difficult job, Father God, of leading the people of this nation, Lord God. It's not easy leading people, Father God, for there's so many divine things that work in together, Father God. So, Lord, give them a divine energy to do this difficult job. Lord God, I ask that you let our leaders seek your face, Lord God. So many times, Lord God, we want to seek the opinions of man, or we want to seek the opinions of what other people think or what other come out of other books, Lord. But have them, Lord God, to seek your face from your word in the holy word of God, Father God. For there is no word, there is no lesson, Father God, even greater than the word that you have already set before us, Father God. In this nation, Lord God, it matters not who you are or where you come from, but who do you serve and who do you give all glory and honor and praise to, Father? And we know that all that praise and honor belongs to you, Father God. Lord God, we ask forgiveness of our sins, Father God. Those, Lord God, that we know, Father, those, Father God, we may not be aware of, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, of our sins, Lord. We thank you for your beautiful blood of Jesus Christ that has washed away our sins, Father God. Lord God, we receive it and we take it into us, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, we place deliverance on our leaders, Father God. Those are some out there, Father God, who do not know you, Father God, for the forgiveness of their sins, Father God, to forgive them, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that they seek you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Somebody somewhere come to them, Father God, and let them know, Father God, that Jesus Christ is Lord, Father God. And there is no other help on this earth that we know, Father God. Let them cry out to you, Father God, and be healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Heal this land, Father God, from the chaos and the confusion, Father God. The hate and the bickering between people, Father God, of different colors and different nations and different cultures and different different tribes, Father God. We pray, Father God, we will come as one, Father God. Leadership will bring us together to know that we are one body in Christ, Father God. Lord God, in closing, I ask that you wrap your loving arms around our leaders, Father God. Show them, Father God, there is no love like the love of Jesus. There is no grace like the Jesus Christ. There is no strength on earth like the strength of Jesus. And there is no encouragement like the body of Christ encouraging one another, Father God. Lord, I thank you right now. I'm going to give praise and honor right now, Father God, for answering these prayers right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. I give you glory. I give you honor. All the power and anointing belongs to you, Father God. Father God, we love you and we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Minister Gretchen Manley, for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God and God bless you. Next will be Minister Hilton Britt. If you will, Minister Hilton, my brother, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, thank the Lord for the opportunity to enter in with prayer for the people of God.
Amen.
And for the saints of God and for the nation. We thank you, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance, for opening up this door for us and we might enter in and stand and pray for the people of God. Ephesians 6:10, finally be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Saints of God, we must put upon the full armor of our God. The Lord Jesus Christ has given us the victory once and for all. So all we have to do is take up the armor of the Holy Spirit, gird ourselves with that armor, and hold our ground, stand in place, fully equipped to wage a warfare. We are in a war that is being waged throughout this earth's realm. And we, the people of God, are the light of the world. We have the answer. So we stand firm with the strong belt of truth girded about our waist. We buy the truth and we do not compromise it. We do not sell it, but we walk in the ways of truth. The Lord said his words are spirit and his words are truth. Jesus is the light of the world and his word is the truth that this world is in dire need of. And we must proclaim it by the power of the Holy Spirit and declare without compromise and without any reservation in boldness. We put upon the strong breastplate of righteousness and guard our hearts with all diligence to walk uprightly, understanding that out of our hearts are the very issues of our lives. So we walk in the way of righteousness and in the way of truth. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, knowing that God's peace will mount guard of our spirits, souls, and bodies in the name of Jesus. In addition to all of this, we take up this shield of faith to extinguish the fiery dart and arrows that the wicked one will shoot against us. Satan is the father of the lie, and everything that he speaks and declares is a lie. And we will not allow doubt and unbelief to rob us or harm us, but we stand in faith, fully trusting God's word. For in God's word, we have the victory. All we have to do is stand. Having done all to stand, stand in Jesus' name. We put on the helmet of salvation, and we renew our thoughts and our minds to God's word. Because as a man thinketh, so is he in this world. And having done all, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the holy word of God. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, divided between the joint and the marrow, and the soul and the spirit. The word of God is that which breaketh every rock in two. The word of God puts the enemy to flight. The word of God establishes God's word in our lives and in the lives of all that we speak it to. We can declare a thing because our hands are clean. And we have a clean hand and a pure heart. The Lord will establish it. For his words are spirit and his words are life. So our words are spirit and our words are life. So we speak the word of God to a lost and a dying world and allow the light to pierce this darkness, to break it down, because that is the very nature of light as it is spoken. Our words are spirit and our words are life. Father God, we pray for the families, O God, and our loved ones, O God. We come against every spirit of divorce, O Lord, and division between husbands and wives. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that husbands will love their wives as they love themselves, O God. And that the wives, O God, will submit themselves to their own husbands, O God. That they will nurture their children and bring them up in the nurture, in the admonition, in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, because the family is the first institution that you yourself have ordained in this earth realm, oh, God. So goes the family, oh, God. So goes this world. And we speak, oh, Lord, life to the families, oh, Lord. We speak, oh, God, that fathers will walk in the reverential fear of the Lord their God. Renew their hearts and minds, oh, God. Turn away from all corrupting and defiling ways, oh, God. Humble themselves, oh, Lord. And draw near to you, O God. For in the time and in the hour that we draw near to you, as we seek you, Lord, we will be found of you, O God. So we seek your face, O God. Restore, O Lord, unto us, O Lord, the desire, O Lord, and the hunger and the thirsty after your righteousness. Help us to cast the idols out of our homes, O God, from before our eyes, O God. Oh, Lord, help your people to make a covenant with their eyes, O Lord, that they will look upon no unclean, no unholy thing, O God, that we will separate the precious from the vile, O God, and we will cling to that thing that is good, hallelujah, that thing that is honorable, that thing that is noble, that thing that is true, that thing that is more excellent, that thing that is praiseworthy. Those are the characteristics that are of your Holy Spirit. That is your nature, O God, and that is the nature that we desire and delight in, Lord, to embrace your character, Lord, your mindset, Lord, your will and your holy ways, O God, to return again unto you, O God. O God, we call it a clarion call unto your people, O Lord, that we ourselves, O God, will humble ourselves and give our backs to sin, O God, and give our faces to you and give our hearts to you, O Lord. Then shall you bring healing to our land, O God. O Lord, there is trouble throughout our world, oh God. There is trouble. There is a shaking going on in this earth realm. All things will be shaken to the only things that cannot be shaken are the things that are grounded and rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it is time for us as the people of God to seek our God, to turn our faces away from all that would distract, to turn our faces like flint and hold fast to the word of our God and to declare it to a lost and a dying world. We thank you, Lord, that you be exalted, O Lord, in the north of this nation, in the south of this nation, in the east and in the west, O God, and that men will turn, O Lord, from their wicked ways, O God, and acknowledge, oh God, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. And we thank you, Lord. We pray, oh Lord, again for our leaders, Lord, that, Lord, they will seek first your kingdom. They'll not be given to a spirit of deception, Lord, but they will walk, oh Lord, in the reverence and fear of you, constantly keeping it before their eyes and within their hearts. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Hilton.
Yes, thank
Brett,
you.
And God bless you for that powerful prayer. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The next will be Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Elder Lisa Strayhorn, if you will, go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You are now dispatched into the studio. Go right ahead, please, Elder Strayhorn.
Praise God for the prayers tonight. I tell you,
Amen.
God is so worthy to be praised this evening.
Oh,
and
yes,
we just thank him and praise him for all that he has done and all that
Amen.
He has done. Tonight, the Lord selected that I should bring to you tonight is Jeremiah 29:12. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Let us pray.
Amen.
Tonight, Heavenly Father, we know that you are sitting high, but you are looking low on your children. Father,
yes, Lord.
We have searched all over, but we could not find no one greater than you, Jesus. Tonight, Lord, we continue our prayers for those who have lost family members and friends in the building collapse in Florida, Lord. Lord God, there are some they have not found yet, Lord. Be with them, Father God. Father God, tonight we pray for our leaders of this nation, Lord Jesus. We ask you to guide their decisions, Lord. Guide their, be with their hearts and their minds, Lord. Allow them to humble themselves, Father God, before you so that they will hear from you, Jesus, and they will make decisions that are right for this nation, Lord. Father God, we ask you to continue to be with the prayer requests, Lord God. Those who have specific needs, Lord God. You know all about them, Lord. So tonight we ask you to do, Lord. Be there for them, Father God. You are worthy of all of our praises, Lord. You are the God who never fails us, Lord. You keep your promise, Lord. Man may not keep their promise, but God, you keep your promise, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your death. We thank you for the resurrection because we see your love, we see your justice and your mercy and your provision and victory through it all, Lord. You are God who lifts up those who are weighed down, Lord. So tonight, if anyone who are weighed down tonight, we ask you to lift them up, Jesus. You are God who provides for your children, Lord. Our desire is to praise you as long as we live. Oh, Lord, you are a source of all true and lasting joy. So tonight we praise you for your power, which is beyond compare. We worship you for your wisdom, which is beyond understanding. We ask you to meet all of our needs, Lord God, because you are able to, Jesus. We ask you to restore the brokenhearted. We ask you to heal the wounded. You have revealed yourself to your people and are building your church against which the gates of hell cannot prevail, Lord God. So tonight we just want to thank you and we praise you, Lord. How great you are, Jesus. How great you are, Lord. You are the bread of life, Lord. And we feast on you and we find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of this darkness, sweet Lord Jesus. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. And you are the good shepherd, so let us rest in your provisions. Father God, you are the resurrection and the life. So let us find true life and victory in you, Lord. Tonight, Lord, we pray because you are the way, Lord. You are the truth, Lord. You are the life, Lord. So let us love you and love each other, Lord. Let our hearts be open, Lord. Let our souls and minds receive you and find strength. Oh, eternal Father, you are our rock, Lord. You are our firm foundation for everything we build, Lord. You give gifts to your people who are the good of the church. You equip and train your people to carry out the good works you have for us, Lord, in advance. And so we ask that you will provide wisdom, Lord. We ask that you provide guidance. We ask that you will direct us, Lord. Remind us that you are the living, the loving friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer, Lord. You are our fortress. You are our strong tower. You are our rescuer. Yes. Everything we need is found in you, Jesus. Father God, tonight everything we need is found in you. So for those of us who came this evening feeling broken, bring restoration, Father. For those of us who came on this broadcast feeling weak, we ask you to bring strength.
Father God, for those of us
came here weeping, Lord. We ask you to bring
joy.
Thank you, Lord. Said weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes.
For those
of us who came here doubting, Lord, bring faith.
Yes.
For those of us who came here feeling shameful, bring freedom.
For he who is set free is free indeed.
For those of us who came here feeling burdened, bring rest, Lord Jesus. For those of us who came here feeling anxious, bring peace. Lord, please continue to be with the ministry of ministers Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for their ministry, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Let no evil come upon them, Lord. We rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just want to thank you tonight for what you have done, Lord, and what you will continue to do through these prayers, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And it's in your name we pray this prayer. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Elder Strayhorn, for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. That heartfelt prayer.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah to Almighty God. We give God all the praise.
Amen.
Well, our next prayer warrior is none other than Mother Pat Gallo.
Amen.
Mother Pat, if you will, just press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go right ahead, please.
Praise God. I thank God for this opportunity to share. I was listening to Minister Britt. And he is using the same scripture that the Lord was dealing with me all during this day in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, starting at the 10th verse. And I am a firm believer that nothing happens until we pray. And God wants us to pray in faith. And the only thing that pleases God is our faith in his word. And we know that his word will not return back unto him void, but whatever he say, it shall come to pass. Now, when he was talking about, Brother Brick was talking about the whole arm of God, I refer the same thing to military people. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. So we have to put on our whole armor to be able to stand against all the tricks and the strategies that the enemy try to send our way. And I just love in the word it says, don't be ignorant to the devices of the enemy. So I thank God that we are people that read the word, study the word. And I want to read this quote that I read by Dutch Sheep. He said, prayer precedes and initiates revelation. Study produces knowledge. study next to prayer brings revelation. So in order for us to know how to pray, we're going to study God's word and pray his word back to him, and we have a guarantee that he will answer our prayer. Amen?
Yes.
So I'm going to begin to pray, and we just going to come in agreement. We're going to touch and agree because we know that there's power in touching and agreeing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you, thanking you, Lord God. Thanking you for the precious blood of your son, Jesus, that we enter into your very presence through his blood.
Yes.
Father, I ask you tonight to deal with the hearts of the people and everyone that is connected to us in any manner, Father God. We pray for those that don't know you, those that are searching their lives within the balance. So we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that as we have the blood of Jesus upon the hearts of the people, that the blood of Jesus will strip away every bitterness, every hindrance, every lie of the enemy, so that they will be no longer captured by the enemy, that they will be loose to be able to praise you, glorify you, and to live for you in the manner that you have called us to do. Now, Father, we also bind every spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. And that, Father God, that your healing powers in the stripes of your son, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we stand upon your word for the healing of the people, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and financially in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can even ask or think. So we just thank you tonight, Lord God, that every prayer that has been rendered tonight is answered above what we even think in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you again for Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa and everyone that is on this prayer line. That, Lord, Father God, you know the prayers that they have prayed, even in a secret closet, that you would award them openly in Jesus' name. We thank you that you meet every need of the ministry in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Father God, that we call people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, because the word is being spoken. That they need to hear through these two vessels that you have anointed for this season of time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mother Pat, for that powerful prayer and sharing of the word. Hallelujah. We give God all praise and all honor and all glory. We're going to go ahead, and our last prayer warrior and minister, pastor of the hour, will be Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the people of God. Thank God for coming together to be in prayer. Praise God. Oh, God. Oh, what a joy, what a blessing to be included in that number. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his holy word, his holy people, and know how to pray and get a prayer through. Praise God. What a joy. What a blessing is that going on in this hour, this time.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you so much for your word. I'd like to share on this hour about the word of God. God mentioned Isaiah. One of the verses mentioned Isaiah is Isaiah 56 and 7. I'm going to share part of that verse, another verse. He said, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. And you go down to the bottom of the verse, he said, for my house shall be called an house of prayer for all people, not some people, not green, yellow, blue people, say for all people, praise God. So my house should be called a house of prayer for all people, all nationality, all people have faith, believe in God, believe in know Jesus as the Lord and Savior for all people, praise God. That's by design of God, not a man design, but that's a God design. The main scripture for tonight is coming from Psalms 55, 17, praise God. evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Praise God, praise that God hear our voice on tonight. The people that came up together in unity, touching and agreeing, praise God, and God is listening to his voice of his people, praise God. And what a joy, what a blessing to come together in this court prayer to pray before a living God, Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Father. You got to thank God for Almighty God, Lord, God is the living God, the God is alive and living. They say, our God is alive. He is living. He's not dead. Our God is sure that alive and living. Thank God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank God to live today in you and I through Jesus Christ in our heart, praise God. We just thank God for his holy word. Thank God for the holy people on this hour, Lord. And we pray for deliverance in those that need it in their hearts and their minds and spirit from the names that are going forth mightily on this hour, Father. But yes, for the leadership, praise God, in the house of God, and for the leadership on this earth. Government leadership, amen, president, vice president, Father, Lord, mayor of these cities, Lord, and political arenas all over this earth, Father, Lord, from the hill to Calcutta, Father, Lord, from here to Cancun, people need prayer, praise God. They need to know Jesus as the Lord and Savior. This gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ must be preached, praise God. It must be preached from the hilltop to the mountaintop. It must be preached from the White House to the outhouse. It must be preached to all people, praise God. They need to know Jesus. You need to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. His blood covered. There's no lacking in God's blood, no lacking in Christ's blood. Amen. There's power in his blood. Amen. And there's always power in God's word and his Holy Spirit, Father. You thank God for that, Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. And we pray, God, that his spirit stir up in each and every one of you. Men and women of God on this hour, Father God, know how to get a prayer through for deliverance, know how to get prayer through for healing, know how to get a prayer through for binding up the enemy up in Jesus' name, Father. Know how to get a prayer through that to bring joy and honor to our Heavenly Father, Lord. Oh, what a joy, oh, what a blessing for men and women to come together in prayer and unity of the brother and of the sister. Oh, what a joy, oh, what a rejoicing God has done in heaven above and here on earth. Right now, this hour, Father God, this sweet hour of prayer. Oh, what a joy, what a blessing to come together to share the things of God to each and every one. We thank God for you. Thank God for Casper, Lord. Pray for bless her heart, heal her mind, body, and spirit, Father, this hour, Father. We said prayer for Prophet Cecilia Cutchin, Lord, and her friend, Anita Butler, Father. Bless and God, you know what their needs are, Lord. Bless them and bless them in our need right now, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. Bless each and every one of these prayer calls tonight, Father, Lord. Yes. And those that are able to make it, bless them. Bless Ella Maddie Green as well, Father. Yes. Bless heal her mind, body, and spirit, Father, Lord. Yes, Lord. And bless the mothers and the sisters and the brothers, Lord, and the father and the grandfather and the grandmothers, Lord. Oh, Lord, we always need prayer, Father. We need prayer each and every day of our life, Father God. We thank God for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank God for your compassion, Lord. We thank God for your word. We thank God for your joy of our salvation, Lord. We thank God for you being Prince of Peace, Father. We need peace in the hour, Father, Lord, in our hearts, mind, and spirit, in our school, Father, Lord, in our institution, Lord, in our college and university, Lord, on our job, Father, Lord, in our business, Lord. We need the prayer and the peace of God in our life, Father, Lord, in our home, Father, Lord, in our children, in our school, Father, Lord. We need, this generation needs to understand the power of prayer, amen. You need to know to understand the power of Christ in our life, Father, Lord, God. They need to know that you said a living Savior, Father. A living, he's alive and living on this hour, Father. Yes. A living Savior, Lord. Yes. We thank God for that, Lord. We thank God for your holy word. We thank God for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. And David said, Lord, created me a clean heart, Father, Lord. Renew your Holy Spirit. Fill with your Holy Spirit, Father, Lord, in my life, Lord, in your life, Father. Can we be strong men and women of God, Father? Where we are weak, we are strong in Christ Jesus, and nothing shall separate from the love of God, praise God. And God's grace is more than sufficient to strengthen us, to keep us, to protect us, Father, Lord. We thank God for your protection, Lord. We thank God for your provision, Lord. We thank God for you strengthening us, Lord, where we need strength, Lord. We thank God for your deliverance, Lord, in our lives, in our mind, body, and spirit, Father. You help us to keep on. And Mr. Brisson, keep on the whole armor of God, Father, Lord. Yes. Never take it off. You keep it on from morning to morning, morning through at night, 24-7, praise God. He never tells you to take it off. You keep on the armor of God at all times because the enemy is always there. He don't take a holiday. He always around trying to mess with his people, mess with God's people, Father. And we know that God gives us strength. He gives us tune to you to keep the enemy at bay. He already defeated already.
Yes.
We got a victory in Jesus, Lord. We got a victory in Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We are overcoming in Christ in all things. He calls to trample all the things in Christ Jesus, praise God. He give us strength when we are weakened. Amen. He give us sound mind, body, and spirit, praise God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, a love, and a sound mind. We thank God for the soundness of mind. We thank God for his word going forth in this earth, in our life, Father. We thank God for his love to walk by faith and not by sight. We thank God for his word, his goodness, and his mercy. Your Father, all the days, not some, but all the days of my life or your life, a true child of the Most High God. We thank God for that, Lord. We thank God for your Holy Word and your Holy Spirit. Let your will be done, your people on this hour, Father. Bless you, Lord, 10,000, 20, 100-fold, Father, in their life. Bless you, Lord, mightily, Lord, for the benefit of God. Assure for his blessing, assure in our life, Father, Lord. We just thank God for your word, your people. Thank God for the prayer of your people on this hour, Lord.
Yes.
And let your will be done, Father. Let your manifestation, your power go forth like never before in our life. And all we do to the glory of God, Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord. Help us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and not yours, but and his righteousness. And all these things, all these things should be added unto you. God promised you, Lord. He's a true promise keeper, amen.
Yes,
he's a true miracle worker, praise God. He can do anything. Jesus never failed. Jesus never failed.
No,
and we thank God for his holy word. We thank God for your Holy Spirit on this hour, Lord. We thank God for your deliverance on this hour, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. Give us soundness of our mind, body, spirit, Lord. Help us be strong in all the things that God called, commands to do, Lord. Let it manifest like never before. Let your dispensation, your grace go forth in our life, Father. Let your dispensation, your peace go forth life in our home, Father. Let your dispensation, your power go forth throughout the land, Father, Lord. Expand our territory. Expand our heart and our mind to do what thus says the Lord in all things, Lord. In all things, in prayer and supplication. All things to the glory of our Most High God, Father. All things to your glory, to your might. We praise you. We thank you and we glorify you on this hour, Father. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise. And now we thank Pastor Jasper for that prayer and the sharing of the word. Hallelujah. And also, we want to give our listening audience, if there is one that's on the line tonight and you have a prayer need or a prayer request that you'd like for us to lift up to God in prayer, or as Pastor Jay has shared, if you have a testimony that you would like to share, we have a few more minutes left in this extended broadcast, so we certainly want to make sure to address all the prayer needs.
Amen.
If there is one on the line, and tonight you'd like to share a prayer request, a testimony, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. And we will dispatch you into the studio, and we will, in this prayer time of prayer, hallelujah,
my God.
Ahead and lift up your need before the Lord in prayer. Caller, praise God, your last 4 digits are 4517. Go right ahead, please.
Hello. Good evening to everyone.
Good evening. Praise God. Hello there, Sister Lolita.
Amen. Amen. I just want to come and say that I enjoyed each and every prayer that was petitioned tonight. It was a selfish prayer. You gave yourself up to lift up others, even the people on Surfside in Florida. God is just smiling down on each of you because you care for his people. He's the heart that he has given you, and you're chasing after it, and you just have a yearn and a love of a heart that just love his people. You don't have to know them. You don't have to communicate with them. All you have to do is just pray and continue to love them for where they are. And tonight, each of you have done so. And I just want you to know God is so pleased. And this is why he can use you. He don't mind using you. He don't mind sending you. And because he knows you'll say yes to his will and yes to his way. You'll say, yes, Lord, I'll go. Send me. And so just know that he's smiling down on each of you. Continue to pray. Continue to stay in prayer so he can, so your discerning spirit will sharpen even more.
Amen.
Because now is the time that we have to stay sharp. We have to stay sharp. We don't have, we have, and only way that it's, we're going to stay sharp and, is in the word and staying close to God's heart and through prayer. So I just want to just, you know, commend each of you and God bless you. And just he continue to restore you, restore your spirit, restore your health, your mind, remove any thought of fear, because it does not line up with prayer and fear does not mix. That's just like oil and water. So I just thank God that he has continued and will continue to see you through, no matter what it looks like. Just keep your eyes on Jesus, because he is the prize. And when he's the prize, that means, guess what? We all are winners. Amen. Let's just continue to see God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Minister Lolita Bowman. Thank you for sharing those words. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there another tonight? Is there another that have a prayer request, testimony? Praise God. Caller, praise the Lord. Your last four digits of your number is 5434. 5434, praise the Lord. You are now dispatched into the studio. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, hello. Good evening. This is Pastor Valencia Jackson, Mother Gallo's daughter. My prayer request tonight is for those of us who are still working desperately to get our churches back up and running from the hurricane of Laura and Delta here in this southwest corner of Louisiana. So I'm asking for your prayers, soliciting your prayers for us, those pastors who are still trying to get their churches buildings together, as well as continue to pray for the congregations of us who have been scattered.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We will certainly lift that that up in prayer, that prayer request up in prayer.
Amen.
And thank you so much for sharing that, praise God. So we have that, we document it, and we will lift that up in prayer shortly as well. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Valencia. God bless you. Caller, we have another caller. Our caller, your last four digits are 5389. 5389. Go right ahead, please.
Good afternoon. This is Sister Pat Sister. I was calling to a listen of my sister, our sister Ruth, in strength and direction. And I appreciate it being a part of coming in on this time with my sister and my niece. And I thank God for what he have done for me. And I just want everybody to keep me up, where I could get my older sister up and to see who God really is and how she could really benefit from the word of God. So, and I just want to put her on the prayer line for her to be uplifted. Because my sister is going to be, God save the saints, 75 years old, July the 4th. And it's just three of us. And so I would like all of us to come and pray for her, because she needs it. And we know that you need it. So we just asking, I'm asking that you guys help her out with prayers. And I'm going to continue to pray. And I know my other sister Pat is praying and my niece is praying for a time when things are done and together, God moves quicker.
Yes, he does.
That God will answer our prayer. This is the prayer that we've been praying for a long time, that we connect each other arm to arm, because we are connected. Nothing can come between us but the love
Amen.
Of God. And this is what I want for my family. And I appreciate y'all listening. Thank you so much.
Amen.
All right,
God,
my dear sister, thank you so much for sharing that. And God bless you as well. Thank you. Is there another before we continue with prayer and close out with these prayer requests? Is there another tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to lift these prayer requests up before we go and close the program out tonight. We just give God again all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. I would first like to take time, Lord, and I'm going to lift up the ministers and the elders and pastors, Lord God, tonight, and those that started not robbery, Lord God, hallelujah, to come, Lord God, before you humbly, Lord God, and lift up the prayer request of others and the concerns and cares of others, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunity. I lift up to you, Lord God, the family of Minister Gretchen Manley, for Lord God, in the name of
Jesus,
Lord God. We lift up the family, Lord God, of Minister Hilton Britt, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and whatever the needs of the Manley family, the Britt family might be, Lord God, we pray that you meet them at their point of need, Father God. We lift up the family, Lord God, of Elder Lisa Strayhorn right now, in the name of Jesus, and we pray for her and pray for her husband, Michael Strayhorn, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for manifesting your healing power over their physical bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin,
Lord
God, in the name of Jesus, whatever matter, Lord God, that she had to attend to tonight, Lord God. We know and, Lord God, ask that you intervene, Lord God, and work it out according to her good and your glory, Lord God, as she, Lord God, stands, Lord God, also interceding for her friend, Lord God, Anita Butler, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, we lift up the family, Lord God, and the sisters, Lord God, of Mother Pat Gallo, Lord God, in the name
of
Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord, we pray that you just meet them at their point of need, Father God, Lord God, as only you can, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, Pastor Valencia, her church, Lord God, and the other churches, Lord God, that were impacted by the hurricane, Father God. We pray, Lord God, and any that may have been impacted, Lord God, by COVID-19, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, for these churches, Lord God, and that you bring restoration, that you bring revitalization, Lord God, into them, Lord God, and that you meet every need, Father God, of these churches, Lord God, because as Pastor Jasper shared and the Word of God shares, this gospel must be preached, Father God. Lord God, into the remote corners of the world, Father God, this gospel must be preached, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, and ask for a revival, Heavenly Father, throughout this land, Father God, and throughout this world, Lord God. We lift up the Whitehurst family to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We, Lord, pray and ask, Lord God, that needs be met, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up the Britt family to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the Moore family to you, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for restoration, Lord, of relationships, Lord God. We pray for healing, Father God, over every person that's on this line tonight, Lord God, that you meet them at their point of need, that you take, Lord, each one of the ministers and pastors, Lord God, we pray that you strengthen them supernaturally, Lord God, that, Lord God, you anoint them, give them a fresh anointing, Father. Yes, Lord, give them a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, and they are empowered, Lord God, to go ye, Father. Yes, fill them, Father, and they're empowered to go ye into all the world, preaching and teaching, Lord God, baptizing in the name name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Oh, we give you praise, Lord God, tonight. We thank you, Lord, for every prayer that was, Lord God, released to you, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, we've come before you humbly, Lord God. Before your throne, Father God. Your word says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall we hear from heaven, and you will heal our land, Lord God. You are faithful to your word, Lord. You are a miracle working God, Lord God. So right now, we have done just that, Father God. Yes, Lord. So, Lord, we ask and we know, Lord God, and we go forth with expectation, Lord God, knowing that you have answered our prayers, Lord. We give you all the praise, my God. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the glory and adoration. And we thank you, Lord God, for hearing and for answering these prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother.
Mother Gallo? Oh, praise God. Heavenly Father, we lift Mother Gallo up to you right
Father,
now in the name of Jesus,
Father
God. Yes, Lord. We thank you for her, Lord God. Oh, thank you for another year of life that you've given to her,
Lord,
this past week, Lord God. We lift her up to you, Father God, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, this mighty woman of God, Heavenly Father,
Lord.
This mighty vessel. As she goes forth, Lord, to be able, Father God, to minister to your people, to minister to your children, Lord God, to let them know, let this dying world know about a living Savior whose name is Jesus Christ. Keep her each and every day, Lord God, every minute, every second, and every hour. And I lift up my own mother to you tonight, Father God. Lord.
Thank you,
Mother Constance Britt, Father God. I lift her up to you, Father, and I pray for her. She's getting ready to celebrate her birthday later this week, Father God. I thank you for keeping her. I thank you for watching over her, Lord God. I thank you for standing guard around her dwelling place, Lord God, and Mother Gallo's dwelling place, Lord God. That heavenly angels be placed on the north, east, south, and west corners of their properties, Lord God. That, Lord, you be their husbandman, Father God, in the absence of their husband. That you're their heavenly Father in the absence, Lord God, of their earthly Father, Lord God. Thank you for keeping them, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping these mighty, powerful women of God, these trailblazers for the Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And we ask these things in no other name but the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen,
and amen. And also, Lord, we pray for the McCree family, Father. Bless them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Pray for their salvation.
Yes,
Father. Pray for their marriage, Father, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Bless them, Lord. Bless them. They bless the other people and bless the minister, Lord.
Lift them up to you, Father,
yes,
God.
Lord, in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Father, pray for Pastor Julie Williams, Father, Lord. Bless her. Keep her, Father, Lord. In your care, Father. Great woman of God, Father,
Lord.
Lord. Bless
even
you,
in the home garden of Chief Apostle Warren Williams, Lord.
You
lift up Pastor Julie to you,
in Jesus' name,
Father,
Lord.
In the name of
Jesus, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you for that, Lord.
We give you all the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. And as we close out tonight's prayer program, thank you, Lord. We give you all the honor and all the glory.
Amen.
We thank every minister that came to pray tonight. We thank, Lord God, every person that's on the line that took it time to come and be able to share in this time of prayer, because, again, we know that the prayers of the righteous, hallelujah, avail us much. We pray that you go forth this week under the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, that you walk according to his perfect will, that you be able to share his word with the masses in the name of Jesus. And we give God all the praise and all the honor, and to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Have an awesomely blessed day. and my sisters.
And there shall be glory after this.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless
you. We love you. Have a great night.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
From
has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm
somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Holy
name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 Awesome. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
You know he's been good, you say.
Awesome.
From the rain. Oh, my God.